A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, hi, and welcome to The Emma Gunn Show. Now, if you are a regular listener, you'll know that this is an extra episode in my usually twice a week publishing schedule. Normally, you hear from me on a Wednesday and a Sunday. And the reason why I wanted to create an extra episode is because of the coronavirus, which is obviously a very real thing happening in the world right now. I noticed a really palpable shift in attitude yesterday. I was out in central London. I was at an event with many other health and beauty writers who you'll know from this podcast. And the sort of carry on regardless attitude, which everyone's been working with, had shifted to one where pretty much everyone was going home later that day to either self-isolate, wind down, so they weren't in busy places or were avoiding offices or anywhere where they might come into contact with lots of people, or were being encouraged by their employer to work from home. The point being, people were beginning to take it seriously. My calendar of work events for the next month, for example, has pretty much been cancelled. Even as I was setting up this podcast kit to do this episode, I got two emails cancelling events in the rest of this month. So people are beginning to take it really, really seriously. And I know that sounds like nonsense. How can you not take a virus that spreads this way so seriously? But that's just how it has felt. It has felt as though there is a shift of, it's been at arm's length and now, oh look, it's actually very real. And with this shift has come a desire to understand what we're really dealing with. And if you've only been engaged with the coronavirus via headlines, then you'll probably know that the first reported case was in Wuhan in China in November 2019, so at the tail end of last year. And it is a flu-like virus spread via respiratory droplets. So that's from coughing or sneezing, for example. And the time between exposure and symptoms can be anything from 5 to 14 days. So you can be carrying the virus and not know for a little while. The World Health Organization declared a pandemic a couple of days ago on the 11th of March 2020. So far, measures to contain and minimize the coronavirus include self-isolation, curfews, travel bans and quarantines, as well as advice to wash your hands regularly and thoroughly and to cover your mouth if you cough or sneeze. And I've been speaking to a lot of friends over the last 24 hours who are beginning to feel really scared, really worried, really afraid because they're watching the news or they're suddenly looking on Twitter or social media platforms for their information about the coronavirus. And obviously there is good reason to be worried and concerned, but sometimes the onslaught of 24-hour constant news can make things feel incredibly bleak, especially if some of the sources that you are trusting, if they are via a social media platform and they're not an official news outlet, might not be particularly accurate, might be for clickbait, might be being a bit more dramatic. So essentially, what I thought I'd try to find are some resources of information that are reliable, accurate, and actually end up being empowering if you, like me, want to understand what's going on without, for want of a better expression, completely freaking out. There's already been a lot of hype, hysteria, and panic. So hopefully what these resources will do is minimize those things and shed more light on the realities of the current situation. It might not be easy reading, but they are sources based in fact. So my first resource that I would recommend, if this is something that you want to find out more about, it's more of it's a wider conversation, but it does talk about coronavirus. But Joe Rogan recently had Michael Osterholm on his podcast, and Michael Osterholm is an internationally recognized expert in infectious disease epidemiology, and he speaks with real clarity and expertise on the current situation with coronavirus, but also on many other infectious diseases, other conditions as well. And yes, I mean, it's not exactly joyous, the information within this episode, but it's based on top level research and fact. So this is basically, your way of accessing one of the world's leading experts on infectious disease at a time when an infectious disease has been declared a pandemic. You can listen to this conversation on Joe's podcast, or you can watch it on Joe's YouTube channel. Both links will be in the show notes. It's 90 minutes long, just over 90 minutes long. So it's not bite-sized, but if you have the time, if you're self-isolating and you've got the time, then I highly, highly recommend it. Another really brilliant resource, and someone I've spoken about on this podcast before, James Altucher, has an amazing, amazing podcast. And he's actually been covering coronavirus in a really interesting way. He admitted that he was sitting at home and was quite nervous thinking about it all, so was able to get in touch with two doctors who focus on the research of coronavirus, one Dr. Sani Perlman and Dr. Eric Ding. And he gets them on the podcast and really unpicks the situation with them. I found it really interesting reading. It's not necessarily new, like this has been researched for a long time. It's just that it has gone global. So again, that's another really, really excellent resource. And if you are interested in the money side of things, he also does an episode about the impact it had on the stock market and also the five things you need to know now about the coronavirus. So again, it's a really good resource. And he is plugging into experts. It's not opinion or scaremongering or worry. He is plugging into experts to get this information. So obviously the link to James Altucher's podcast on this will be in the show notes. Another podcast I would recommend, and obviously I'm recommending podcasts because this is where I find my information and a platform I really enjoy engaging with. But The Daily by the New York Times is an excellent daily podcast, and they've been staying on top of the developments with the coronavirus from the very first reported cases in China through to the handling of the virus, which meant it was able to go global, the effect it's had on the markets, why there was an unprecedented 15-minute pause in trading to prevent the markets from actually crashing earlier this week, to where we are today. So for a daily what's what on this subject, it's an excellent resource. If you want to blinker out any other noise and just listen to one resource, this might be a good one for you if you just want short, and by short I mean each episode's around 20 to 30 minutes long, but if you just want good, solid, what's happening right now with this thing. And there's obviously a backlog of episodes that can catch you up right from the very, very start. Episodes, as I say, are about 20 to 30 minutes long, which is obviously a little bit more palatable. It doesn't take up a huge amount of time to get up to date. And the links will obviously be in the show notes. This isn't the first, and I doubt it will be the last time that I recommend the Tim Ferriss podcast, but his recent episode with Jack Kornfield about how to not get caught up and panicked by something like the coronavirus, amongst other topics that they discuss on the show, is really, really interesting. I said earlier on in this little episode that I have been speaking to friends who are feeling really worried, who are feeling really panicked, who are getting very concerned about their own health, loved ones, what it's going to do to their earning potential. I have a lot of freelance friends whose jobs are being cancelled. So there is a lot of panic and sort of upheaval. And this is really about, a lot of this is about how to manage that, how to not get too, not worried or caught up in, but just how to manage when there is something like this going on that that presents a very real threat and does have an impact on your life in some way. It's a really, really interesting episode. Tim has actually been pretty vocal about the coronavirus for a few weeks. I say a few weeks, probably. I mean, he was probably right on top of it, knowing Tim. But I did see him getting some blowback a while ago with people saying he was overreacting. He was part of the problem. He was one of the people creating panic when they didn't need to be. But based on how things have developed, it does seem that his knowledge and his insight has been ahead of the curve. He was advocating self-isolating weeks ago. So I'm inclined to keep an eye on what he's saying about the current situation, because he does have access to brilliant, brilliant medical resources and experts. And he's actually, even on his social media, he's been showing screen grabs from conversations he's been having with people who are telling him what the situation is right now, whether that's in a hospital or in a research facility. So again, the link to that particular podcast, but also Tim's social media, will be in the show notes. I hope that you find that helpful. If you have any resources that you think other listeners to this podcast should know about when it comes to the coronavirus, then please do share them. Go to the Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes, and maybe just cut and paste and say something that you've read that's made you either feel better or more informed. But please do get in touch and share any other resources that you think might be helpful to anyone listening. Thank you so much. I will see you on the next one.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.